Bye.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, everybody? Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Good God, man.
Yeah.
Trying to figure this whole damn thing out. It's 8:12. It's Brock and Hunter on a beautiful Wednesday morning in Southwest Michigan.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Actually, no, it's not. It's terrible out. It's cold and windy, but... at least we're getting a little snow. Yeah, get some snow. Today, we do have some lake effect snow. That's going to be heavier later on in the day. 1 to 2 inches possible, high of 23. Tonight, cloudy, more snow flurries, low of 18, and then Thursday, cloudy, but the snow will taper off, high of 28.
I'm going to go outside and stick my tongue out, bro.
Try and catch a snowflake? Hey, you seem more like the tongue stuck to a metal pole kind of guy.
Yeah, that was me. Have you ever done that?
No, I never have.
Have you ever seen anybody do it?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think maybe at recess at some point, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think it's a myth.
You think it's a myth?
Yeah. Should we try it?
I think we need to test this out now because that is not a myth. Haven't you ever gotten your tongue stuck to like a popsicle?
I don't know. Not that I can recall.
No?
Hey, Benny!
Where is Benny? You know, he got this real job now, never has time for us, can never do anything fun.
You know, stupid real job.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping him from licking poles and...
you know what, Benny? You've changed. You've changed, man.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Boy, this is, this is tough for the parent, and I'll tell you why at the end. So a 13-year-old in Delaware named Demir Border wanted to stay up late and watch Netflix last Tuesday night. His mom said no, but after she went to bed, that little son of a bitch, he kept on watching anyway. Now, the fact that he didn't listen actually saved both of their lives. Around 1 a.m., their breaker box sparked a fire that ended up destroying their mobile home. But Demir was still watching Netflix when it happened, so he was able to wake his mom up in time and even called 911. Now, their home was a total loss, but obviously the fact that Demir and his mom are both okay is what really matters. His dad was working the night shift when it happened, so no one else was home.
Oh.
I'm glad everyone's okay.
Yeah.
But here's the problem.
What?
For the rest of his life, at least while living under... their roof and their rules.
He gets to watch Netflix anytime he wants.
Anytime she says says no to something, he'll be like, oh, really?
Yeah. Want the house to burn down? You want to die?
You remember that time I saved your life?
Yeah.
He's not going to obey a single thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got that on his belt.
Oh,
man. Yeah.
He's literally, he can just bring that up every time. Oh, yeah. Oh, so I can't go out and play with my friends? Hey, remember that time I saved your life by disobeying your orders?
All right, go out, have fun with your friends.
Ya. Boy.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're okay, but this mom is... mm-hmm. Got a tough road ahead of her. Hey, Ma, remember that time I saved your life by disobeying you?
Staying up tonight.
I'm doing whatever I want. He's got free reign now. Oh, boy.